commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
All of these circumstances have happened before. A candidate who's running for office dies in the days before Election Day. A candidate drops out of the race at the last minute, but their name is still on the ballot. A campaign scandal comes to light, the so-called October surprise. And all of these circumstances speak against early voting. One of the unspoken and forgotten ideas about elections is that they're supposed to be snapshots of how the voters feel at a specific point in time. Early voting makes elections more of a rolling wave, where the votes roll in over a period of weeks or even months. Does it matter? Well, yes. Consider Missouri in 2000. Mel Carnahan, a candidate for U.S. Senate, was killed in a plane crash. It happened 3 weeks before Election Day. His name was still on the ballot. If early voting was more widespread back then, millions would have cast ballots for a man who was no longer alive when their votes were counted. Carnahan won, and his wife was appointed to his Senate seat. Now consider 2013. Allegations against Arnold Schwarzenegger groping several women became public just 2 weeks before a recall election. Shouldn't absentee voters get to factor that in when they made their choice? One of the concepts of fair elections is that all voters should be drawing from the same pool of information about the candidates, and that isn't possible when some people are casting their ballots in September for an election that's supposed to take place in November. Wisconsin doesn't have early voting, but we have something similar, the early same-day absentee ballot. In our state, anyone can request an absentee ballot for any reason, and it can be filled out and filed with the county clerk's office the same day it's received. State lawmakers are reining this in after the Milwaukee clerk's office added weekend hours months before the election to encourage people to vote early. People were literally bussed in to cast their ballots. Opponents of this practice in the legislature are attacking the problem from a different angle. They say it's unfair that one community has dozens of days and hours of polling time available, and in smaller communities, where the clerk's office has less manpower, they wind up with a much smaller voting window. The bill that would limit the hours for absentee voting has been approved in the state Senate and is now moving on to the state assembly. Here is how elections should work. Absentee ballots should be used only by people who will be out of town for all of Election Day, or who are physically unable to get to the polls because of age or illness. For everyone else, elections should take place on Election Day.